T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That means we're talking UB and UB football and a new football coach. The Bulls will introduce this morning at 11 o'clock on our West Terre hotline right now, Bulls Director of Athletics, Mark Allnut. Mark, it's Howard and Sal. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great. Good.
Great to be on with you guys.
Good, good. Hey, you weren't kidding about getting this thing done fast. You know, when it was announced that Lance had gone to Kansas, you had mentioned 7 to 14 days for your coach search. So had you done a lot of the legwork when you knew Lance was a finalist? Were you kind of working your way to be ready for this?
Well, I think a combination of a couple things. You know, obviously the unique timing of this search, you know, coupled with the length of time it took for Kansas to choose their head coach. You know, at first they had to choose the athletic director and then choose the head coach. And, you know, realizing there was some mutual interest between both parties, you know, earlier on. And at that time, just gave me an opportunity to hone in on my list, you know, refine it somewhat. It grew as well. But, you know, once that announcement, you know, was official with Lance going to KU last Friday, it just gave myself and also my search committee, a group of individuals that did an extraordinary job, you know, working with me to really, you know, look at characteristics and of our next head coach. You know, be able to, you know, hone in on that, but then also, you know what, put together a list and be able to get started. And for us, it was important for us to, you know, act quickly, but do our due diligence accordingly and have an opportunity to put a head coach in front of our student athletes, you know, prior to them, you know, being gone at the end of the semester, which a lot of them left this weekend. So we were able to accomplish that. And you know, obviously, you know, very excited about what Coach Lindquist brings to this program.
Can I ask you, Mark, let me ask you, when there were rumors that this could happen, obviously, you know, we knew that maybe Lance was in the mix, and obviously you've known Lance has maybe had some feelers from other schools. So I think people are interested in how you go about that. It's a delicate balance for you, right? I mean, you want Lance Leipold here, you want your coach here, but you have to also plan just in case that happens. How do you go about balancing that throughout all of this?
Well, I tell you what, incredible balance, because, you know, first of all, you want to do everything you can to be able to retain, you know, a coach like Lance, you know, which, you know, we were able to put our best foot forward, you know, from a UB standpoint. But, you know, it's not compared to what a Power 5 program can bring to the table. So as you're trying to work on that end, you know, throughout this entire time, you also have an eye for the future and expect change. I mean, you know, this business, you can't be reactionary. I mean, you have to act, and you have to be proactive, anticipate, you know, a change could be coming, and didn't want to be left flat-footed. So, you know, when this happened, we had to move quickly. But like I said before, I mean, you just don't go out there and choose somebody just because. I mean, you have to, you know, put together a whole host of candidates, you know, vet every one of them, dig in deeper for you know, some of those folks in that pool, and then ultimately make the decision.
Mark, it's a big hire. Any football coaching hire is a big hire for any AD. But it comes at a time, as you know, that the program has had its best success. I mean, extended success for the first time since it moved up into 1A. So when you knew you had to replace Lance Leipold and you had that first football hire, what are some of the qualities? I don't know if you put a list together, but what are some of the qualities you thought were important in finding the next coach?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, you know, it starts with, again, these are probably buzzwords that you hear of any coaching search, but, you know, someone with, you know, high degree of integrity. You know, we wanted someone who was a proven winner, a relentless recruiter, you know, someone who knew Buffalo. But also being able to put together these characteristics and then also have an opportunity to, you know, have a conversation, you know, with our leadership group on our football team, which consists of 12, you know, outstanding young men, and then have an opportunity to get in front of the team and hearing what they had to say. And it was very consistent in terms of the characteristics that we came up with. But, you know, a couple things that they were looking for was, you know, they brought up the word, you know, connectivity. You know, they brought up the word energy. They brought up the word, you know, a motivator. So, you know, being able to, you know, understand, you know, what the team's looking for as compared to, you know, what I was looking for as director of athletics, you know, we're able to mesh all these together and believe that we really, you know, hit a home run with Maurice Lincoln.
With Maurice, not to suggest that Lance was old, he was not, but Maurice is younger, 36, 37. Was that something specifically you were looking for?
No, that wasn't. And I know that was a report earlier that, you know, obviously you got to love sources, especially during this time that, you know, you're looking for a younger coach. Not at all. I mean, you know what, again, he fit all the boxes that we're looking for, as I just mentioned before. And when we even took a look at the finalists, you know, for this position, you know, there was a mix of young and old. But, you know, with that being said, just going back to those characteristics that we talked about, you know, these individuals were able to, you know, fit that. So it wasn't necessarily going young for our next head coach.
He worked here before. He was on Jeff Quinn's staff, so he has some familiarity with the program, with the conference, the campus, all that stuff. How much did that factor into your decision when you were weighing all the different candidates?
You know, that was important because, you know, it's not going to be as much of a learning curve being able to onboard, you know, a new coach. So, yeah, that was a factor, not a deciding factor, but at least having that familiarity. And then also, you know, the fact that when he was here, you know, leaving that the year they went to the bowl,
the bowl game.
Boise, the Potato Bowl.
Yep.
You know, being able to show him, you know, the progress in terms of, you know, from a commitment from the university, from, you know, from leadership, including myself, on facilities. You know, he was wide-eyed, you know, going in there and seeing, you know, just the drastic change, the difference before when he was here before to now, and also understanding how it, you know, relates to the rest of the Mid-American Conference and even Group of Five schools. So, you know, definitely that made an impression, and understanding, again, just those nuances of working in the Mid-American Conference and also here in Buffalo that gave him more of a comfort level to really understand and see, you know, firsthand the support that's here for UB football.
And one thing I've always liked about coaches when you hire coaches is if they have experience at all different kinds of levels, right? And Maurice obviously does, right? You go all the way back to Valdosta State or James Madison and in Buffalo in the MAC, and then all of a sudden he's in the Power Five. He's also been in the NFL most recently, actually, with the Dallas Cowboys. I think having that level of experience, all different kinds of people, different walks of life, ages, things like that, I think that matters as well.
It does matter when you bring that type of experience to the table. But more importantly, as you're a first-time head coach, you know, what you've learned, you know, throughout all those stops and the people that I spoke to, you know, about him. And the interesting, you know, tidbit about that is what he shared with our committee is, you know, he never went out and sought those jobs or applied for those jobs. People came after him. And it speaks volumes, you know, about that. And, you know, he sets his ego aside in terms of, you know, being a younger coach, you know, working with the coaches he's had the opportunity to work with, and come in with and make an impact at every level. So, you know, with that being said, excited in terms of what he brings. You know, obviously there's plenty of work to do as he assembles his staff. And as he reminded me when we interviewed on Thursday, you know, it's 119 days until we play Wagner. So now today, what, 115 days until we play Wagner. So, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. But, you know, the thing that I sit back and you know, just appreciate about him is, again, you know, how he's been able to come in quickly, how he's been able to, you know, interact, you know, with our student athletes, our current student athletes, you know, incoming student athletes, and also even our former student athletes. you know, the response has been great. But obviously, you know, we still have plenty of work to do, which we're excited to get to work with.
Mark, final thing for me with the getting back to what you were talking about with the timing of the hire, and you wanted him to have a chance to talk to the students before they leave for the end of this at the end of the semester. What about two things? One, the transfer portal players who are on the roster who could have gone in or are planning or thinking about the transfer portal, and incoming recruits. How much has he had a chance to talk to guys essentially to make sure they don't leave, that they stay and commit to the stay committed to the program?
No, ongoing process. Had an opportunity to speak to, you know, several, if not all, of the guys who initially put their name in the transfer portal. I know a couple have already taken their name out of the portal after speaking with them. Had a chance to you know, visit and speak to, you know, our signees that are coming in this summer, and you know, their response has been outstanding. So, you know, at any time, especially this unique time of year, is, you know, one of the first jobs is, when we talk about recruiting and being a relentless recruiter, is to be able to retain, you know, your roster. And you know, he's working on that. And as with any transition, you're going to have some attrition. We understand that, but you know, he understands, you know, importantly, you know, the value that some of these student athletes bring and some of these prospective student athletes bring, and he's making it a priority.
Yeah, we had a successful weekend last weekend here. UB football players going to the NFL, right? I mean, whether it was being drafted, Maurice Kuntz, or guys who signed as undrafted free agents, Mark.
Yeah, Malcolm Kuntz, a third-round draft pick. You know, that's an exciting time. You know, I wish Jared's name would have been called, but, you know, at least he had the opportunity to sign with his hometown team of Washington. You know, Antonio Nunn, Coyote. You know, those. So you have four people now that you know, have that's opportunity. Great. For the NFL, and again, that just you know, that just talks about our brand, and more so that these prospective student athletes, when they're making the decisions, you know, they see that they have the opportunity, you know, by you know, playing football here, getting education here, but having the opportunity at the next level. So it's exciting for us to continue to build upon, you know, that success, and you know, look forward to seeing more of that as we move.
Well, thanks for coming on with us this morning, Mark. Congratulations on the hire, and we'll look forward to hearing from for you and the coach later during the press conference.
Great deal, guys. Hey, again, as always, thanks for having me on. Go Bulls.